Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada, and with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and a Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. And having very carefully illustrated the homeless, having illustrated the fire threat, certainly having illustrated the border threat, we're now going to call upon nostalgia from Jeff Bliss. Because once upon a time, I'm beginning to discover how many jobs you worked at Disneyland, Jeff, the Magic Kingdom. I knew about Engineer Bliss, but I didn't know about Jeff Bliss and Heidi. So you were in Lederhosen. I've seen the wonderful picture. And you were working at Fantasyland Station. I've never been there. What was it for? What was it like?
John, Fantasyland Skyway was also part of a round trip attraction. And the other side was Tomorrowland Skyway. What it was it looked like the gondolas you see at ski lifts at ski resorts around the world, although much smaller. The gondolas only held four people. We called them buckets because it kind of resembled buckets. And on the Fantasyland side, they had a big Swiss chalet. And in the chalet was machinery to send the cable around and out through the Matterhorn, which was in the middle of the park. There was a hole in the Matterhorn. And so on one side, the buckets were heading toward Tomorrowland. And the other side, the buckets were coming from Tomorrowland to Fantasyland. So through the day, we'd load people in these buckets, families, groups, singles, what have you, send them across the park. They get a great view of what's in the park, and that was our job. It was a pretty arduous job. Those buckets weighed close to about 500 pounds each, and they came into the station pretty quickly. You'd have to stop them with a bucket full of humanity in it, and at the end of the day, you were pretty tired. But what happened eventually was toward the 90s, they started to see some wear and tear inside the Matterhorn, which is where some of the cable was suspended, you know, again, much like a ski lift. And they decided rather than going in and trying to fix that, which would mean closing down the Matterhorn, one of the big attractions for months on end, or maybe even having to rebuild it, they would just do away with that ride. And for them, it turned out to be a mixed blessing. A lot of people miss it. It was a great way to get across the park, a great way to see different sights, but it didn't have a high capacity like some of the other attractions, like trains or monorail. Those move a lot of people, a lot more people, a lot faster throughout the day.
There is no comparable ride. There was no comparable ride at Disney World, to my knowledge, in the one in Florida. Did you also have a train that went completely around the park? Because that's what Disney World had when I was there.
Yes.
So you went around the park in the train, but this particular gondola only was a part of the park. Is that correct?
That's true. So the train did go around the entire circumference of the park, and it would make stops at every one of the lands, Tomorrowland, Frontierland, et cetera. But this was a way of cutting directly across the park. And frankly, it was a great way to get across when things were very crowded. And there were a few times when things were so crowded, like 4th of July, where we're shoulder to shoulder, where we would actually ride across. You weren't supposed to if you were an employee, but we would ride it across just to get to the other side of the park to do work or to check out at the end of the day.
You were also Engineer Bliss, so you worked on the train as well, yes?
Yes, that was a great summer I spent on the Casey Jr. train. Pretty easy job, but it was fun driving it around. I don't know, I would say that it was always my dream But it was one of several attractions I worked on in the park.
Well, it gave you experience as a critic of the bullet train. That's your bona fides.
That's right. That's something I always lean back on when I can say, you know, I always made my train schedule. I know what I'm talking about.
Now, we're excited that the parks are opening, and Disneyland is the capstone. I understand there are others in California, but Disney World is the thing I identify with because I went there over 10 years with my children when they were small, and it's a dear memory. Disneyland has been hard hit by the pandemic. The Disneyland workers hard hit. They're reopening, not immediately, but pretty soon they're going to be reopening to full capacity. Jeff, do you have to take temperature checks at Disneyland? Do you have to provide a vaccination proof at Disneyland? Are the lines still 6 feet apart? What do we know?
I do know they're still maintaining social distancing there. And they've ended the COVID-19 temperature checks for visitors and employees. As to whether or not they're showing any type of vaccine proof, I've heard different stories in different places. I understand that Knott's, they were asking people to do that. But I saw a report just this morning from Knott's Berry Farm and people wearing masks there still. But they are looking forward to getting rid of masks in the not-too-distant future. Everybody keeps pinning their hopes on California opening statewide on June 15th. That includes sports teams. That includes the theme parks. You name it. So they are looking forward to that. But you do make a good point when you say Disneyland, because that is the king of all the parks here in the state, makes the most money, draws the most visitors, and does the most for the economy overall. And, of course, it's very closely tied to Walt Disney Entertainment, which is including TV, theater, and film. So that's a big deal here in California, too.
I had no idea I'd be so attached to it 50 years later, having never been there. What I know is those Sunday nights when Disney would produce video of the building of Disneyland, the park itself. And it was just a dream that I had. What do I know? You're 8 or 9 years old somewhere in the Midwest or in the East Coast to Disneyland. So I'm sentimental about it. But one more detail. California, are you going to have a vaccine passport?
I don't think so. There has been some talk in Sacramento, and certainly the supporters for it in Hollywood have been very vocal, very apparent about it. But there seems to be enough controversy and enough conflict to keep it from happening. And enough people are saying, look, we're almost at the end of this. It's, you know, we're going to have herd immunity soon. That's what people are saying. And so they're shying away from it. But there is a contingent on both sides, actually, that are getting very heated up about this. And so you're actually seeing protests. They've had protests in Orange County and other places where people have shown up at city halls. They had a vote last week in San Luis Obispo in their county there. They don't even have a vaccine passport in the works, and their people stepped up, their supervisors, and said, no, we're not going to allow it here. So it is a bone of contention in California for sure.
It does seem something that is in keeping with Gavin Newsom's way he ran the virus. He was always shutting things down. Remember that weekend, Jeff, when they sent somebody in to spread sand in the little park on the beach where you could ride your, what was it, skateboard, something simple. And they put sand in there. It seemed like California turned into a draconian place. But now, no vaccine passports. At least, maybe it's recall related, Jeff. Maybe he's lightened up because of that.
I think that's part of it. He has lightened up. He doesn't need any more heat. But you're also seeing people saying, look, you know, not only are we tired of this, but the vaccines seem to be getting out there. People are getting that. I was at one of the local resorts today visiting a friend who was staying there, and there wasn't a single person there at that facility who was masked other than inside the hotel building of the resort. And everybody around the pool and the garden areas and the sitting areas, nobody had a mask on. People are playing, talking. It was like old times. You thought this never happened.
Soon enough in California, it occurs to me, Jeff, there'll be only one mask available, and that will be the Lone Ranger. Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.